This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for August 9th through 15th, 2008. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert offered new ideas for a solution between Palestinians and the Israelis. Moreover, as Palestinian ceasefire with Israel enters its eighth week, the Israeli army has cleared the soldiers who killed Reuters cameraman. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. We begin our weekly report with recent non-violent actions in the West Bank. IMEMC's Rola Shahwan has the details.
On Friday, IMEMC's correspondents reported that a group of peace activists, including internationals and local villagers, marched in a nonviolent protest against the wall at Nilain village. After the Friday prayer was over, the protesters marched in a nonviolent protest against the illegal wall being built on the village lands and against the illegal closures and killings of Palestinians. A large number of Israeli troops halted the protest and banned the protesters from heading towards the wall. The Israeli army soldiers surrounded the protesters and attacked them, injuring seven, two suffered severe head injuries from rubber-coated steel bullets fired by soldiers, and dozens suffered from CS gas inhalation. All wounded protesters were taken to local hospitals for treatment. The Israeli army dispersed the weekly nonviolent protest in Bilayn village, north of Ramallah, on Friday midday with gas, guns, and grenades. After the weekly Friday prayer, a group of 300 internationals and peace activists marched in solidarity with the people of Bilayn village. The protesters were also demonstrating against the Israeli killings of local civilians and the illegal closures and confiscations of lands and property. The protesters were also demonstrating against the Israeli killings of local civilians and illegal closures and confiscations of lands and property. The protesters walked towards the wall with the intention of reaching their lands behind it. Israeli troops attacked the protesters by shooting CS gas canisters, rubber-coated steel bullets, and concussion grenades at them. Dozens of civilians were reported suffering the effects of gas inhalation. Israeli troops also threw manure and chemical water at the protesters. A group of 50 internationals, peace activists, and nonviolent protesters marched in protest against the illegal wall on Friday midday at Al-Khadr village located near Bethlehem. IMEMC's correspondents reported that the protest took place after the Friday prayer at the village. A group of 50 nonviolent demonstrators marched in protest against the apartheid wall being built on the village lands. Also on Friday, international action groups joined local villagers at Salamona in nonviolent protest against the building of separation walls. Close to 100 of the peaceful protesters from Italy, France, Israel, and the United States were kept from crossing the road by a fence of barbed wire. Israeli soldiers had strung across the road to prevent passing. For IMEMC.org, this is Rula Shahwan.
This week, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert was reported by Israeli media sources as offering new ideas for a solution between Israelis and Palestinians, as talks over the captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit are making no progress. IMEMC's Sophie Reed has the details.
Israeli media reports revealed this week that the Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has offered new ideas for a peaceful solution between Palestinians and Israelis that include creating a Palestinian state on 93% of the West Bank lands and allowing the return of 20,000 Palestinian refugees on a yearly basis over 10 years. Ehud Olmert would not engage in the problem of Palestinian refugees displaced by Israel in 1948. The Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas's spokesman, rejected the statehood offer, branding it inconsistent with the Palestinian demands and international legitimacy resolutions pertaining to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. The Olmert proposal, according to the Haaretz newspaper, includes a Palestinian state on 93% of the West Bank, a 7% shortage to be compensated with lands in the Israeli Negev desert. Israel, in return, would keep major settlement blocks. Also, safe passage would connect the West Bank with the Gaza Strip, with Palestinians moving freely between the two parts of the occupied Palestinian territories. Israeli Foreign Minister Tzvi Lipni, a candidate to replace Olmert after he leaves office, objected to the proposal, saying she would work against it. Washington, which supervises Palestinian-Israeli talks since November 2007's Annapolis summit, will dispatch Secretary Condoleezza Rice next week to soften obstacles for the best of an acceptable solution for both parties. The United States has been attempting to reach a two-state solution for the Palestinian-Israeli conflict by the end of 2008. In the meantime, talks over the captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit, who the ruling Hamas party in Gaza still holds, have made no progress since Hamas and Israel agreed to an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire deal in June 19, 2008. During talks in Cairo on Thursday, Chief of Egyptian Intelligence Omar Suleiman told his Israeli counterpart Amos Gilad that Israel and Hamas should reach a resolution of the Shalit case in no later than 3 months. On the ground, Hamas has moved masses towards the Rafah crossing terminal in southern Gaza in protest of the terminal closure by Egypt since June 14, 2007. Deputy Speaker of the Hamas-dominated parliament in Gaza blamed the Egyptian leadership for what he considered suffering of the Gaza population. Mr. President, the people of Gaza are starving as Gaza's patients die one after another slowly. We appeal to the Arab States League to take its real role. We appeal to the Arab parliaments. We appeal to human rights groups. We appeal to the Organization of Islamic Conference. We appeal to Mr. Ban Ki-moon to relieve the people of Gaza. The Hamas's rally and protests emanate from the continued Israeli blockade of Gaza, despite the ceasefire deal, which Cairo brokered 2 months ago. Hamas's leader told reporters on Sunday that Israel only allows 60 trucks of commodities out of 450 trucks on a daily basis, as Israel closes the border crossings frequently since the deal has been concluded. On the other hand, Israel has recently warned of a large military offensive in the coastal region if the homemade shells fire continue from Gaza onto Israel. Amidst such a situation, media reports hinted at the possibility of bringing in Arab forces into the Gaza Strip to rein in the situation and rearrange the Palestinian internal politics. Egyptian mediators called this week for a meeting of Palestinian faction representatives in Cairo to discuss Palestinian national unity, which has stalled since Hamas took over Gaza and Fatah was ejected from the Strip in 2007, in June. Mohammed al-Baba, a political leader for the Popular Resistance Committees, a principal Gaza-based faction that holds soldier Shalit, told the IMEMC that his party believes that the ties with Egypt are solid enough, welcoming any Egyptian role. However, al-Baba said that any security or military force would be dealt with as the occupation is installed to implement Israeli or American agenda. This is Sophia Reed reporting for the IMEMC.
As the Palestinian ceasefire with Israel enters its eighth week, the Israeli army has cleared the soldiers who killed Reuters cameraman Fadl Shana'. This and more from IMEMC's Rami Al-Megari in Gaza.
The Israeli military justice system exempted the soldiers who killed Fadl Shana'a, a Reuters cameraman, Al-Johr al-Dik, in the central Gaza Strip, on April 16, 2008. The Israeli military advocate general Avihai Mendelbel claimed that an Israeli tanky crew who killed Shana'a and a number of other unarmed civilians, including children, acted properly and will not face any legal action. The Palestinian Information Center reported on Sunday that the three residents were hospitalized after suffocating under the rubble of a collapsed tunnel in Rafah in the southern part of the Gaza Strip and Egypt. Seven residents are still missing. The three wounded residents are currently in a stable condition after receiving the needed medical attention. They were located on Saturday night. The tunnel collapsed Saturday evening. On Wednesday, the Israeli government announced that it will reopen four crossing points with the Gaza Strip, including the Kerem Shalom border crossing. This will be the first time that the Kerem Shalom crossing will be open in 4 months since an attack on the checkpoint, which injured 13 Israeli soldiers. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak ordered the borders closed on Tuesday in response to a homemade Palestinian shell that landed in an Israeli town bordering Gaza. Israeli forces have continued to close all border crossings to the Gaza Strip for more than 2 years. The Israeli siege of Gaza, which has been tightened since June 2007, has had a disastrous impact on the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip and has violated the human, economic and social rights of the approximately 1.5 million Palestinian civilians. The right to appropriate living conditions, health and education, have been utterly ignored. The siege has paralyzed the Gazan economy. Furthermore, severe restrictions have been imposed on the movement of Palestinian civilian population. The siege imposed on the Gaza Strip has severely impacted the flow of food, medical supplies, and other necessities such as fuel, construction materials, and raw materials for various economic sectors. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Megari in Gaza.
This week, Israeli forces conducted 26 invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During those invasions, Israeli forces kidnapped 33 Palestinian civilians, including 10 children. In addition, Israeli troops positioned at checkpoints throughout the West Bank abducted at least 3 Palestinian civilians. IMEMC's Robert Shaver has the details.
On Tuesday, a group of Israeli settlers attacked houses and a mosque in Hebron and attempted to set the mosque on fire. Settlers attacked both local civilians and international peace activists inside the mosque and showered them with garbage. Eyewitnesses reported that the settlers climbed onto the roof of the mosque and attempted to set it on fire. They also harassed civilians and forcibly grabbed video cameras from international photographers present at the attack. On Wednesday, a group of Israeli settlers attacked the West Bank city of Hebron, wounding a Palestinian child in the head. He was taken to a local hospital. On Wednesday, the Israeli army invaded Dehesha refugee camp south of Bethlehem and started firing at random, injuring an unarmed Palestinian boy with shrapnel from a bullet. Medical sources reported that the boy was transferred to a local hospital and that he is suffering from a moderate injury. Meanwhile, Israeli bulldozers demolished 3 houses in Jerusalem. Eyewitnesses said that the bulldozers demolished the houses immediately, preventing family members from rescuing any of their belongings before the houses were destroyed. The Israeli army justifies the demolition by claiming that the houses were built without the needed permission. However, since Israel occupied Jerusalem in 1967, it has rarely given its Palestinian residents any form of documentation for their land or homes or permission to build. On Thursday, the Israeli army invaded Dehesha refugee camp in the West Bank city of Bethlehem. Eyewitnesses reported that a large Israeli army force entered the camp and laid down heavy fire at random, injuring 2 civilians. The Israeli army took the 2 wounded civilians to an unknown destination. Israeli forces have continued to impose severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians throughout the West Bank. Thousands of Palestinian civilians from the West Bank and the Gaza Strip have been denied access to Jerusalem. Israeli forces have established many checkpoints around and inside the city. Restrictions of the movement of Palestinian civilians often escalates on Friday to prevent them from praying at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Israeli forces often assault Palestinian civilians who attempt to bypass the checkpoints and enter the city. For IMEMC.org, this is Robert Jaber.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check out our website, www.imemc.org. Thanks for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and Hussam Kassis.